Can't seem to take much more of this. I appreciate being saved this morning. And I desire your prayers. I have a burden on our heart that we don't want to leave with. At the same time, I want to face reality too. That when we leave here, we're all going home. And I can't live off this camp meeting here till next year. Another 12 months. I got to have something. I got to have something to be able to fight until that time. And I have a thought on my mind and heart this morning. If you would turn with us to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. Someone can begin reading in verse 1, please. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh,
arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
Hold it right there, Brother John. That might be far enough for right now. The thought that we have this morning, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. We're living in a time now that the devil is armed. The writer said there in the scripture, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And you and I, we're going to live this life. And I believe this morning, as we've heard in the exhortation, that you and I, we can get right in there. But I'm thinking all the way down the line, Lord, I have to have something to live from here to the next camp meeting. I got to have something that's going to keep me going right in the place where I'm going to be living. And the scripture here tells me to arm myself likewise with the same mind of Christ. May God help you and I. I'm not fooled today by the spirits that we have in our society. The Lord gave me a thought in connection with this thought here. The thought of it is the spirit of this age, the spirit of our age. I'm not fooled by the spirit of our age. And somehow or another, you and I, if we're not careful, we'll go right along and we'll be fooled somehow or another by the spirit of this age. The scripture tells us to arm ourselves likewise with the same mind. When Jesus Christ came and gave his life and died upon the cross, he came to save us. He died to save us from sin. And you and I, if we're going to live, if we're going to walk this spiritual route, we're going to have to arm ourselves likewise with the same mind of Christ. We cannot have the kind of mind of the world and the way the world is doing things. We can't have the same kind of mind. We will not live a successful life. We will not be a spiritual being in the way if we try to conform to the way the world are doing things. The spirit of this age will not let us do the things that we ought to do, that Christ is expecting us to do. But to arm ourselves. Folks, here's something that we're going to have to put on. Here's something that you and I are going to have to do. You that got saved in this meeting, I want to say to you, you're going to have to arm yourself. The devil is coming back. He's coming back to deal with you and to see if you where you say you are. I'm not fooled by the spirit of this age. But somehow or another, if we're not careful, we're getting a kind of a daze. And we're getting a kind of a thing. And our first priorities would be toward ourselves and the things that we're doing. We'll omit and we'll overlook that we're in a spiritual warfare. We'll overlook that the spirit of this age is here to hinder us from you and I from living for God. The devil don't want us to live for God. And you and I, as much is not enough, as I heard the sister say last night, it's not enough to say I love God. It's not enough to say I'm just saved. It's not enough to say I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You're going to have to prove it. You and I are going to have to prove it. And when you and I come to battle with the enemy, we're going to have something to do battle with. Arm yourself likewise with the same mind. Read on a little further now. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Hold on, you better get a hold of this one. Lord help us. That he should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Now may God help us this morning. If you and I are going to do battle for God, if we're going to fight a good warfare, the thing that we're in today, I say again, I'm not fooled this morning about the way the spirits of this world is operating. I'm not fooled by it, by the help of the Lord. I believe that if you and I are saints of God, you and I are going to have to prove the very thing that we say we believe in. We're going to have to prove it. I came home one day and I was kind of down. Things wasn't going right. Like most men do, we want to cry on our wife's lap. You know, lay your head on her lap and you want her to stroke your hair and say, oh, it'll be all right. But my wife didn't do that this particular day. She said, brother, you think the devil's going to do you any favors? No, he's not. Listen, the scripture says, the enemy comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He means business. He come to do that. To kill us. To destroy the very influence that you and I have. The very thing that we live for. Do you think the spirit of this world will let you have faith? Somebody said about trusting God. Oh yes, you think the spirit of this age. You got too many things the spirit of this age present to you and I. Oh, you don't have to do all of that. Oh, listen, when I got saved, I threw everything out. The beer cans went out. Somebody said, well, I'm keeping a beer can around just to see and prove that I am saved. I don't need to keep a beer can around to prove that I'm saved. Those things the enemy have come along and tempt you and I with. The very thing you and I try to hold on to. Well, I'm going to leave this around just for, kind of like somebody says, well, I got a 14. You know, most of the time, you see people have these sizes of 14. They've got up a little bit bigger than that now. And they say, well, I'm just holding this around. Maybe one day, I'm going to put this thing on. You can forget it. Lord, help you and I. You know, and I know, that if you and I don't prove and get right down to business that I'm going to drop this weight or I'm going to do something, it's just to be a tone in the mind. A tone in the mind that I thought I'd be able to get down to it. Now I went from a 14 to an 18, from an 18 to a 20, and I still got it in my mind, but it's not being proven, is it? You and I know how hard it is to do it. I'm not being critical here along that line, but in spiritual matters, here's the same way we deal with things if we're not careful. Oh, I'll pray when I get home, and we forget. Do you think the enemy of the spirit of this age wants us to get up the wee hours of the morning and call on God? Lord help us. The spirit of this age, this is the thing that is hindering us many, many times. Because we have allowed, some way or another, the enemy to come in, to slip up on the back end somewhere or another, and kind of pull a little wool over our eyes. The devil don't care if it takes him 15 years to get you and I to go back on God. He'll do it. He'll take a little bit at a time. He don't come in with a big shabam and that's all over. No, he comes a little bit at a time. And you and I sometimes, we'll get busy about our business and we'll forget. Oh, somebody said in the scriptures, other vineyards have I kept, but my own have I not taken care of. May God help you and I. Just a little bit at a time. The spirit of this age is slowly but trying to get you and I to gradually pull away from the things we so believe in holding to. Folks, I'm not fooled by the spirit of this age. We're going to have to arm ourselves. Listen, the devil coming, and he's coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He don't care how we do it. He's not pretty about the way he kill us. It's nothing pretty about the way he want to do things, but that's his method, and that's his mind. That's what he's designed to do, and you and I don't need to be fooled by it. We need to arm ourselves likewise with the same mind that Christ has. We're in a spiritual warfare. Many times, we forget that. Sister said something about the scriptures that was given to brother.
I went by and visited with Brother Stanley and his wife, and there the scriptures, took my camera and took pictures of them so I can read them and think about them. Oh, listen, I'm going to say something. When somebody is in a battle like that, it's different from you and I. Brother Salmon say, we can pray and go home. We can just go home, and you know, we'll get about our casual duties, and we'll go right along. And I have to admit, when it's time to pray, yes, we'll pray. Bless this one. We've got a list so long. We're trying to involve everybody in it, and sometimes we can't remember all the names. So we generally said, Lord, bless the saints. But the individual that's in that battle, the one that is in that battle, the one that's feeling the pain, and the devil don't want you and I to push away from the table. The devil don't want you and I to really just go for it like we should, to get down in sackcloth and ashes before him and call on his name. The devil don't want us. He knows when we do that, that we'll have some power with God to be able to get answers to our prayers. But you know what? We'll go by our casual daily chores. We'll do our daily things. Already today in this meeting, somebody's wondering about what they got to do tomorrow. We're wondering about our schedule for tomorrow. How are we going to keep our weekly schedule all the way down the line? We do that. We have a tendency of going that route. That's the spirit of this age. That's the spirit of our time. In the time of Abraham and all of those fellows coming up, they had a spirit back there then that they had to deal with. Now we got ours that we're going to have to deal with. And you and I, many times the scripture teach us things and tell us things. And we said, oh, preacher, I don't have to do all of that. Why do I have to go that route? The spirit of this age will not let you and I fast and pray like we used to. The last time I can remember right close that we fast 3 days was for Sister Eileen. When can you remember back last before that time? When can you go back? Well, Wednesday is kind of a fast day, generally mostly for the saints. So we have our fast day on Wednesday. When do you have yours? When is there some time that I want to spend with God for the burdens and the problems and the things that we have? Oh, listen, I believe this thing. I didn't know about this thing a while back, but now I got a hold of it. And now the Lord's trying to help me. I believe this is the way to go. I don't need nobody to come and tell me that there's another truth. That's all I believe, this is truth. If this ain't going to take me to hell, look out, brother, I'm on my way. I believe this is right. And I believe our faith needs to be encouraged. Our faith needs to be inspired. Some of these things that are happening, I wonder, Lord, are you trying to get our attention? Are you trying to get our attention to get us back to the place where we be on our face before God in sackcloth and ashes? But the spirit of this age, you got fast food restaurants on every corner. The spirit of this age, you don't have to cook like you used to now. Just go down and get it. A microwave age, you heard me say before. Let's just push a button and we get it in a hurry. Now if it don't come in a hurry, my patience don't hang on too long. Can't wait for it. The spirit of this age. The spirit of this age would not let us go back to Father's praying ground where we're going to labor, where we're going to push away from it. Oh, folks, may God help us this morning. Arm ourselves likewise. Kind of like we got a gun and we got them just laying down. We need to pick them up and dust them off. We need to pick them up and get them cleaned out. And we need to set our scope for the enemy. And we don't need to give up the ground that we've been giving up. We need to stand on our parcel of ground and fight. And ask God, Lord, we're going to stay right here and we're going to do battle. And we're going to labor before God until we get an answer. But the spirit of this age won't allow us. I'll give you an illustration. I said fast 3 days. Go past 6 hours and see don't you start hurting. Go past 6 hours and see don't you begin to get a pain. See don't you begin to get a little dizzy. See don't you begin to view your eyes. You can't see like you. Well, something. I must something wrong. I can't. I'm getting a little dim in my vision. That's the enemy. The enemy will come in and kill and to destroy the very things you and I believe in. If I didn't believe this, I wouldn't be here. I believe this is true. We're going to lose some. Some are going to be wounded. Some of us are going to make it. But I want to say this. If we're going to go this route, let's go all the way. Oh, I understand now what the scriptures mean. A little bit anyway. When it says, somebody gets John 2 and 15. Oh, listen. We sometimes or another, we'll let the enemy influence us, or the spirit of this age. We'll get involved in the very mold, as I said the other day, the very mold of this world. And you and I don't understand the way it's sweeping us down, the way that thing is going downstream. We'll get caught up in that thing, and I'll tell you, it's hard to break away once you get involved in it. It's hard to break away. You have it? Listen. I understand a little bit now. Why is it telling us to love not the world? Folks, we are not of the world when we're saved and sanctified. We are not of the world, even though we're living in it. We are not of the world. We're not caught up in the realm and the mold and the things that they're doing. If we are, the spirit of this age will destroy us. The spirit of our time. The very spirit that you and I are dealing with right now. I have to admit, I've gotten so busy. If I'm not careful and get a hold of God, I get so busy. You get so moving and everything's moving so fast. You and I can get caught away. We can get caught away even in the gospel. Even in the gospel. The devil say, well, I can't kill you one way. The only way you're going to get him is in his God. He did it with Daniel, didn't he? They couldn't find no fault in him. All right, he's living all right. He's doing pretty good. But the only way you're going to catch this fellow is in his God. So they made a decree. If any man is praying to any other god but the God of the kings over there, is they're going to throw him in the den of lions, over there in the things where the lions are. They knew that Daniel was faithful in what he was doing. So they come peeping in the window, peeping Tom, if you please. Caught him. What will they see when they peep on us? Lord help us. Am I part of this? Am I part of that? What do I believe in? When they caught him, he passed punishment on him. But thank be to God. Folks, we're going to have to arm ourselves. You and I, yes, we are going to suffer this way. Can't get around it. Any man be in Christ Jesus is what? If he live godly, he's going to what? Suffer something, isn't he? Oh, Lord, help us. The spirit of this age will not let us arm ourselves in that kind of a mind. It will not let us. We're so caught up in a computer age, in a time of everything moving so fast, technology is really rolling, and it's going. But spiritually, it's on a low ebb. It's moving kind of slow. And we need to arm ourselves. Where are we going? What am I living for? What do I represent? Lord, help us. I don't mean to put a pin in your bubble this morning, but I want to face reality. When I leave here, when you leave here, we're going to face the devil and all the squad. When we come back here together, Lord willing, next year, if he blesses us to be here, we want to be well more encouraged and well armed to fight, that God has delivered some battles into our hands and we've taken some grounds, and we want to be able and willing to press the battle on. Yes, Lord, there are more things in God that we need to find out. There are more things in God that I'm looking for. Until the Lord comes, there are some things in the Lord that we need to search out and find out. Well, somebody said, I'm not responsible for that. I don't know. So I'm not going looking for it. I won't be responsible. That's part of our problem. We don't look. We don't search. But yet we'll fight against if we're not careful. Why did this brother have to say all of this? Why did this preacher get up and have to preach on things? Why did this preacher get up and have to preach on this and preach on that? Folks, it's in the Bible. It was preached on before we got here. Sometimes we have our own thing, and we want to do our own way. And I'll get to heaven, brother. I'll meet you there. I'm going to do it my way. You won't do it. You won't get there doing it our way. There's a calling for God's people, and we're all going to have to come the same route, the same way, and if we're going to make it. Many are called and said, but a few are chosen. May God help you and I. We're going to have to arm ourselves. Love not the world. Is there something that I have a love for that's holding me from really going all the way? It's not enough, as the sister said last night, to come down and say, thank the Lord I got saved. You just started. You've got something else to do. There's a place for sanctification. But you're going to have to be walking a good, justified state in order to be sanctified. There's some of us here got our own mind. That I don't have to do it like you say do it. But I'm going to do it my way. Some of us here, no doubt, got their own mind and said, I'm going to show you, preacher, that I can do what I want to do and still be spiritual. You can forget it. You'll never happen. Your thoughts are not mine. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, and are my ways and thoughts are higher than yours. Where do I come off to think that I'll get it done my way? The spirit of this age. Have it your way. That is the spirit of this age that we deal with. If you don't like it, change it. Lord help us. And if we're not careful, we'll make many changes. You remember when the man... I often think about this scripture. It's in the Bible. I don't know if that's where it is, but it's there. Jesus was having a lesson. Bible study, if you please. Here's a man got sick somewhere over another there, and they got the witnesses to this fellow, say, they got a fellow over there named Jesus, and I'm sure that he can take care of what you got. Are you willing? Yes. But I can't walk. Don't worry. We'll get around here, and we'll carry you over. Brethren got together and linked up and grabbed the bed. And can you imagine a sick man in a bed getting up on top of a house or whatever they was using? Look at the desire to get him up there. Next, look at the effort that was put forth to get him there. And if his houses were like the ones the other days, what, 5'12" pitch, 6'12"? That's a slippery thing, isn't it? I don't know what they had, but I know one thing. The effort was put forth. After they got him up there, they tore back the thing, the roof, tied sheets or whatever they tied together, and lowered him down. Brother, that's faith. The spirit of this age don't want us to have that kind of faith. The spirit of this age, we'll just pray for you. Brother, I'm in a hurry. Got some things to do, but we'll talk with you later. Somebody needs sometimes, many times, to go and stay. Sometimes somebody needs to go and live right there. Set up housekeeping. Right there in the midst of it. We're not leaving, brother, until God give us an answer. We come to stay and to do battle. Lord, help us. But right through here, we're in a hurry. Surely we're praying for you. And I realize everybody can't stay. But listen, the burdens like that, the spirit of this age will not let us get those kind of burdens. We got so much to do. I got my own things. You have yours. But yet, brother's here. I did not come to admonish nobody, but I come to stir up our pure minds. Where are we? We're going home now. In your place of living, what are you doing? What kind of burden are you carrying? See, the mole of the world is in a hurry. The thing that we're in on the freeway, when you go there, everything is honk, honk, bonk, bonk, and go on. Read an article one time. Man was blowing the horn, the woman car stopped, she got out the car and goes back to him. She said, "Sir, why don't you go up there and try to start my car while I sit here and blow your horn?" The world is like that. People can see you broke down and they're in a hurry, get out of the way. What? I run out of gas one day, right in the middle of the interstate with a tractor and trailer, and it's around Christmas time. Now, I don't have to tell you what they told me. But oh, glory be to God, he sent me a fire truck and two police cars. God is a deliverer. I'm here broke down and called Brother John. He's trying to get to me, and I got traffic backed up for miles. Police come up and put his hat down on his head. He said, "What are you doing here? What happened?" I said, "I'm out of gas." Blessed be to God. He said, "You're out of gas?" "Yes, sir." "You got somebody coming?" "Yes, sir." I said, "But you see that station over there?" "Yes." "If I can get there, I got a can and I got some money. We can get some gas." He said, "Get in." Oh, listen. And people just was passing by before the police got there. They talked about me. Stupid, this, that, oh, glory, hallelujah. When the police got there, the name calling quit. Oh, listen. The spirit of this age got folks to stir it up. They're in a hurry. "I got to go. You're in my way. Get out of the way." And you and I, we don't sit down and eat very slowly anymore. I read somewhere, if you chew a mouthful of food 32 times, that's well grinded up. Lord help us. I don't believe we do that anymore. I know one thing, if we try that, we won't eat as much. Lord help us. You won't eat as much. Try it and see. But I'm bringing on a point here. The spirit of this age, everything, we've gotten caught up in it without our knowledge of knowing it. We're in a hurry. Just go, go, go. I can't sleep. I got a few minutes. I got to go. I got to be over here at this time. And I'm over here. Lord, help you and I. And I'll tell you what, there's something to call us to. There's something going on that we surely would have to be there. And when we get there, we'll find something to do. The spirit of this age. And we're slowly caught up with it and don't know it. And we're still trying to function. Our prayers, we don't hardly pray an hour and a half anymore. More of a 5-minute deal. Well, Lord, if you can take this little prayer, you know the heart and you know how I feel, but I only got 5 minutes to spend with you. I have to go. Sometimes we wake up late for work. We're trying to pray on the way. Oh, God, help us. See, the world is like that. It's in a mold. And you and I can get caught up in that thing without knowing it. And you get in a situation, you said, "How did I get here?" I think Brother Ed preached a message one time about being lost somewhere in Chicago, and I've been thinking about that along the line. You get lost, and we had a Bible study talking a little bit about that. Somebody said in the Bible study, say, "Well, you get lost, just work your way over till you get back on track." And that's just the way we do spiritually. We try to work our way over instead of coming back to the point where we turn wrong and get that straight and get up and go on and make some headway now. We try to work our way over. Lord help us. We can't work. That's the way the world do it. If you mess up here, go on down, work yourself over, and try to get back on track as quick as you can. What about coming back to the point where you went wrong at and then getting it straight there and go on? Lord, I must admit, my prayer life is not like it used to be. And I ask you to forgive me for it. And I want you to lay a greater burden on me, Lord, that I'll be able to spend some time with you. I believe every one of us can get up and put in a prayer request, and we've got some real problems, some real burdens. And I'm not discouraged. I still believe you can smile in all this thing. I still believe you can have some joy down in your soul in all of this. Because one day, it's going to be my time to die, and yours too. Remember Brother Herschel laying there on his bed, getting ready to leave out? Just before he died, I was asleep, and that was the kind of fellow right in the midst of the hard times, he still knew how to make you smile. And right there, I was asleep, and he had a stick. I said, "Brother, if I go to sleep, you take this stick and hit me one time with it and get me awake." Well, he woke me up. He said, "Wake up. I had a dream." I'm thinking, "Brother," he said, "I dreamed there was a piece of cake, slice of cake flying around the room." I said, "Brother Herschel." I knew what he wanted. But you know, and he said to me, he said, "This thing is good to live by, is good to die by." Summer soldiers going on. Some more are going to leave. Where will we be found? Will I be able to stand beside some of these brethren when they get there? And the Lord said, "I'm glad you live for me." Can I do it? Am I going to give up faith? Somebody in the song said, "When Jesus come, will he find faith?" Jesus said it himself, didn't he? Will I find faith when I return? You mean to tell me the spirit of this age, we have a lot of fears. And the spirit of this age works on those fears. And you and I become afraid. Love not the world. Oh, I don't have time to talk about the things of the world. That's not my thought. But whatever our love is going out to, and it's getting us away, and we're getting into the mold of the rim of the world, we need to reconsider where we are and what we're doing. We need to reconsider the power. Now, we're talking about power in the church. I like to say power in your life. See? Power in your life. Now, I got a little piece of power, and you got a little bit of power, and your brother got a little piece of power, and we get them three little pieces of power together, we ought to have a little bit more power. Amen? You letting your light shine, I'm letting my light shine, we're going to have a city after a while. Lord, help you and I. See, somebody said one time, "Well, I don't see things happening in the church like I used to see. I like to see this happening in the church." That open your eyes. Lord, help us to open our eyes. There are reasons why that God can't do what he wants to do in your life. And if you and I will be truthful and faithful with our own soul, we'll come to know what the reason is. Preached about unforgiveness and all of bitterness and one thing or another. There are reasons why God cannot work with you or with me like he wants to. And the devil is kind of laid back. He's taking his time. Because his method is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He don't care how he do it, but he's designed to do that. The Lord told Peter, he said, "He designed you to sift you as wheat. But when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren." That's as I thought this morning. Lord, help you and I that we can be strengthened. I have to say, you and I need to face and come down to reality. Lord, help us this morning. I want to arm myself likewise with the same mind that when we have to go through the things that we have to go through, that we can go through with victory in our souls. See, it's one thing to say what I will do. But it's another thing when you're on that spot to prove yourself. All that is in the world. Listen. Yes. God has a greater interest in spiritual things. You know, many times we'll go about our business and we'll see some fella out on the street preaching. Or maybe you've seen it. And somewhere or another, we'll say, "I wonder what he's telling folks. He needs to go home.
But in reality, I need to be out there. I need to be out there. You get the thought? Sometimes, not really wanting to be critical or wanting to judge something, but there is something about you and I that when we meet somebody, we already have prejudged them. It's an automatic thing. We begin to look for things to see if they're saved. Why do we do that? It's automatic there. When you go somewhere, among someone else, around someone else, you begin to think, how do saints do it? We need to arm ourselves likewise. I believe if we're going to be soldiers of the cross, we're going to have to live it. Wives, get in a place to support and help your husband. Don't stand in his way, but help him. Work with him. Support him. Get pretty quiet right there, didn't it? You know, the spirit of this age can cause our ministry to be hush-hush through our families. I need your prayers here. Through our families, through the wives, through the children, can cause the ministry to can't do or preach certain things, maybe because I'm waiting on God to work out some things in my family. The spirit of this age. I love my wife. And you know, they got a certain way, wives, I'm not talking about you this morning, I'm trying to stir up your pure mind too. Wives has a certain way that they can get what they want. They sure can. I don't know how they do it. But we as men can stand so firm and said we're not doing it. You know, we got that strong punch, we're not doing it. And then the next punch say we're not doing it. What do you want? You see what I mean? They have a way, wives, you know, there's some power that you have that you know how to work with us to get us to do what you want. Shame on the devil. Amen. And we fall for it. Wives, support your husband. I'll say again, I don't know how you do it, but you do it. And the ministry, we're lacking sometimes because we get ourselves in places and the devil comes along in his own little way and he arms himself to shoot those kind of darts to slow us down, to make us not effectual in our ministry like we should be. But give me a praying woman. Give me a woman that'll stand right by my side and support the gospel, and I'll show you a brother and a sister together and a ministry together that will grow and that will be strong and powerful. Now you do that throughout the congregation. What do you have? Arm ourselves likewise. Husbands, I don't know what to tell us, but we're going to need to get a hold of God. We're going to need to get a hold of God and break away from wife and children somewhere or another and get just to somewhere in the house or wherever you feel comfortable getting a hold of God and get the mind of the Lord and what he wants us to do. And I have to say, giving wives the credit, you have some good, strong women that love God, that husband did like a little crawfish, and she's sticking him and said, you better get back in there. I like that, and I appreciate that. They got some good, strong women that have faith like a man that'll stay right there and say, brother, we going for it. And they got some little men, you know, I'm scared. I guess we are.
Well, we need to get in, put our boots on, and put our hat down, tie it under our neck, and let's go for it. Lord, help us. The spirit of this age is destroying us, and we will not go down and let souls be torn away. And I've talked about this many times. I've seen folks that have gotten away from us and left, and they always come around. I said, if we ain't the right folks, what are you doing here? Preached a message one time at home. Didn't know why the Lord gave me that message. Some folks came up and I had the message for that evening, and the title of that message was Go Home. I said, Lord, I preached it and I didn't know why, but a few minutes later I knew why, and I preached it, Go Home. After the message, folks was crying and they was just saying, we sure need to do something. Yes, you need to go home and clear up some matters. Oh, listen. The spirit of this age. People come right around and try to take folks right from among them. Amen. And we'll sit around and say, oh, well, we're going to use wisdom. And I don't know how to do it. I don't know. I don't have that much wisdom. You pray for me. But when I see the devil, I don't take my eyes off him. I don't. I don't say, oh, you'll be all right. No. Because the enemy is designed to kill, to steal, and to destroy us. If we ain't the right folks, why don't you stay away from them? Go where you think something is right. But if this is right, then let us prove what we have. Where are we? The spirit of this age. The scripture says here that we are not to live unto ourselves. We're not to live unto myself. I've been saved. You've been saved. What am I living for now? I say, like I heard Brother Samuel, I think, say, this is all I got now. I don't have anything else. You've taught me how to trust God. This is all I have. I'm not looking for anything else, but more of God. And somebody said to me, said, you need to slow down. And I say to you, come up. Come up so I can slow down. See, because if we got some more coming up, then I can take a break. You know what I mean? I can say, well, praise the Lord. And I can just kind of stay home a little bit and grow me a butterbean garden. Amen. But since I can't slow down right now, I got to eat out of somebody else's field. Lord, help us. Where are we? As we look around and as we see, and this is just probably the less of the crowd that was here already in all this meeting. Been good attendance, I understand. Good altar work. Good sir. But I'm concerned about when an individual gets saved that you become established. If you can get saved up and down, if you don't become established, you're still not going to be able to be any spiritual help in the congregation. In a war, never been in the service, but in a war. If you got 10 men along and 8 get wounded, it's going to take just about the other to help carry those along and work with them because they're wounded. The devil is like that. He don't care about killing you right now. He'll come along and wound you. And that'll get somebody else to take care of you. That'll hinder him. But we have to learn how to take and wrap our own wounds and still be ready to fight, to do battle. There are reasons why the power in my life is not like it should be. I'm not going to save the church because God is still working with his church. He's still working with individuals and he's still blessing them and giving them power and strength to live for him and whatever. But in my life, I want to bring it down individually now. In my life and in your life, why is it then, if there's a reason why I don't have the power that I want in my life, the reason that I'm still struggling and doing, there is a reason why. There is a reason why you're doing that. There's a love for something greater than what God has to offer. The Lord put it before us. Arm yourself likewise with the same mind. I challenge you this morning. What was Christ's mind? What was Christ's purpose? What was Paul's mind? What was his purpose? And yet he says, arm yourself likewise. Do the same way with the same mind. There's a reason. And then I said over there again, it says, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We can point to any one of these avenues here, and it would find out in our life that if we're not living for God, if we don't love God like we're supposed to, it's going to point to one of these areas. There's a love for something else that is in this world greater than the love that I have for God. And it's hindering me. It's hurting me. It's bringing me down. And it's bringing you down. And as the Lord works with us, He has power that He wants to give us. He has strength that He wants to bless us with. The average individual come out of the world of sin and come to be saved. You know what we do? We're glad to see them saved. But you really want to know something? You and I really need to get inside of their head. We need to probe inside of their minds. And we need to know that their mind has been so clouded and so messed up that they need deliverance of the mind to be able to pray through and get some help. It's more than just a good feeling. Lots of times we pray for salvation when we need to also be praying for deliverance for this soul of spirits that they have accumulated and got a hold to. And they have an up and down experience. I believe in hitting the rock. There's something deeper than just to come down. Went to the altar with somebody here in this trip that I was in. And we got down, my wife and I, to pray with him. And this other individual was working first with him. I couldn't hear her saying hardly anything. She's whispering in the ear. And the only thing I heard her say was, Lord, help her to say no to the devil. You can say no to the devil all you want to. You think he's going to listen? No, devil, you can't do that. You think he's going to sit there and say, all right, I'll try something else. When we deal in an altar of prayer, we're dealing with life and death. And when we hit that altar, we need to know how to discern what the problem is, what's going on in this individual's head. Lord, help us. Dealt with a woman one time, and she really put us on the spot. We said, what did you come for? What did you want the Lord to do for us? She said, you figure it out. Lord, help us. You figure it out. I said, yes, we can spend all day trying to figure it out and asking the Lord to discern us, but it sure would be good if you just open up and tell the Lord what you want. The spirit of this age. Am I armed for the battle? I say again, I've never been in the service before up until this time. And I'm seeing more and more that we're actually dealing with spirits. Last year, some of you know, my son came here. Embarrassing time, seemed like. But he did. He got up here and he asked for prayer. Eight of us brethren went down to that little room. And we dealt with him. We dealt with him to 1:30 in the morning. And I want to say to you, those that were there can witness to what I'm saying. There were actually spirits delivered out of him that young man of mine, it's hard for him. He works for me. And it's hard for him to roll a wheelbarrow of concrete without falling with it. He's just that weak. But when we were praying for him, he was down there, and eight of us had a hold of him trying to rebuke the devil. And that fellow come forth and he threw every one of us off. And I said to them, I said, we better hold on now. This devil will whip all us to good in here. When he was delivered, he laid out in the floor. Brother Sammons came up on the thing. He was laid out in the floor. But I told him, son, you're going to have to now
go for God. You're going to have to get deeper in God. You're going to have to arm yourself now. He went on back home and he began to do pretty good starting out. But lo and behold, he let the devil trick him again. Now he's in worse shape now than he was before. Folks, this is not a plaything. This is nowhere to be played. I want to say to you today, those of you that have gotten saved, those of you that are here that may not be saved, those of you that are here that need spiritual help, I want to say to you today, you need to arm yourself likewise with the same mind of Christ. We're in a battle and some of us are going to get killed. But some of us, if we're not careful, are going to lose our souls. I don't want to be a form, just a form, but this is real. I would say to you this morning, what little bit less I have to say is that arm yourself. Get something real. Don't just settle that I got saved, but there's something greater than that. To go on to perfection. To go on and get to be sanctified. To be a blessing in your congregation. To be a Joshua in your congregation. Not to be there to, how should I say it? You know, many times you get quite a few ministers in one congregation, you have some problems. You know, Jesus came down through and came down to Jerusalem and scattered a bunch of them. You got too many ministers in your congregation that need somewhere to go? You know what? I got three congregations I'm trying to work for, and you know you can't be effective trying to work three places? You can't be. You can only do what you can to try to hold them together. But you got to go there and live and stay and help and work with them. You got more ministers in some places that don't have anywhere to go? I know some places that don't have anybody. You pray for me.